USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, not to urge healing, but instead to express support for police.
I'm here today. I feel so safe. And you went through hell just a few days ago.
The president toured local businesses that were damaged during the protests.
We're going to work with you. We're going to help you. Okay? We'll help you rebuild.
He also praised law enforcement at a local high school.
I came to thank the law enforcement, the police. They're incredible.
Felicia Martin is first vice chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
You are the president of the United States of America. You are not the president of white supremacist America. We need you to stand up and do your job.
The president did promise $4 million in federal aid to help local businesses that were hit by rioters. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
During a hearing in the House, lawmakers agree the pandemic must be under control to get the economy back on track. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
House Majority Whip James Clyburn says Congress needs to act to support the economy and the American people.
The most important step we can take to fix the economy in the long term is to get the pandemic under control. But American families are hurting now. And there are urgent steps the administration must take to prevent our nation's economic crisis from becoming a catastrophe.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, testifying before that committee, agrees with the congressman and says the president is ready and willing to act.
I want to emphasize the president and I do support additional fiscal response, and we've been working hard to try to get a negotiated agreement on a bipartisan basis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was a historic moment when an Israeli delegation arrived in Abu Dhabi to hammer out details of a peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. USA's John Clemens reports.
The sound of the shofar, a ram's horn, at the St. Regis Hotel in Abu Dhabi was the signal for the beginning for the talks as the Israeli delegation met with UAE negotiators. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about the normalization, calling it a historic day, a joyous day for all citizens of Israel, a day of victory for the doctrine of peace for peace.
The boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, who was shot to death by Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police executing a no-knock search warrant in March, said Tuesday he's suing the department for assault, false arrest, and other charges. Taylor's death is among several deaths involving police that have sparked protests against police brutality around the country. His attorney, Steve Romanis, said Walker did not fire the shot that struck one of the officers at the scene when they broke into Taylor's apartment, as police have claimed. Louisville Metro Police said they returned Walker's gunfire, which struck Taylor. His attorney said the timeline and evidence at the scene is more indicative of police actually shooting Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly than it is of Kenny Walker. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.